This material desecration is unimportant, compared with the demoralization which has resulted among the Bedou themselves. While I was with them, they had no thought of a world other than their own. They were not ignorant savages. On the contrary, they were the lineal heirs of a very ancient civilization, who found within the framework of their society the personal freedom and self-discipline for which they craved. Now they are being driven out of the desert, into towns, where the qualities which once gave them mastery are no longer sufficient. Forces as uncontrollable as the droughts which so often killed them in the past have destroyed the economy of their lives. Now it is not death, but degradation which faces them. Since leaving Arabia, I have travelled among the Karakoram and the Hindu Kush, the mountains of Kurdistan and the marshlands of Iraq, drawn always to remote places where cars cannot penetrate and where something of the old ways survive. I have seen some of the most magnificent scenery in the world, and I have lived among tribes who are interesting and little known. None of these places has moved me as did the deserts of Arabia. 50 years ago, the word Arab, generally speaking, meant an inhabitant of Arabia, and was often regarded as synonymous with the Bedou, tribesmen who had migrated from Arabia to Egypt and elsewhere, and still lived as nomads, were spoken of as Arabs, whereas others who had become cultivators or townsmen were not. It is in this older sense that I use the word Arab, and not in the sense that the word has acquired recently with the growth of Arab nationalism, when anyone who speaks Arabic as his mother tongue is referred to, regardless of his origin, as an Arab. The Bedou are the nomadic camel-breeding tribes of the Arabian desert. In English, they are usually called Bedouin, a double plural which they themselves seldom use. I prefer Bedou, and have used this word throughout the book. They generally speak of themselves as Al-Arab, and when referring to them, I have used Bedou and Arab indiscriminately. In Arabic, Bedou is plural and Bedouai singular. But for the sake of simplicity, I have used Bedou for both singular and plural. So as not to confuse the reader, I have done the same with the names of the tribes. Rashid, singular Rashdi.